Good morning, everybody. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. Whether you're listening to me in your car, your bedroom, your way to work, or even on your phone, I just want to thank you guys so much for pressing play. If I'm looking over here, it's because I'm recording over here and I have my notes here. So let's go. Happy Friday. I just wanted to check in with everybody today to give you all a brief update on what's been going on with me. Before I begin, let me begin by saying this. God has been so good to me. Even when I fall short of his grace and mercy, even when I stop believing or when I doubt he will come through, he always shows up right on time, every single time. So for the past 3 months, I've been living on a prayer, literally. My life from the beginning of my existence has always been about risk-taking. Being born a preemie, staying in the hospital for 3 months after being born while my twin brother went home, surviving childhood traumas, overcoming extreme pains and joys in my relationships, feeling like I was failing as a new mom, that was years ago, to quitting a job that I deemed toxic and unhealthy with no real income to fall back on. I don't initially look for these risks, but somehow they just keep, but somehow these trying times have also shaped my thinking, patience, and ultimately my trust in God. Excuse me. Get myself together here. Okay, I took some time off from work to reflect on my goals, my relationship with God, on my life. I did that because my life got to a point where I was just going and going. I felt like a hamster in a wheel. Every time I turned around, my kids were getting bigger and taller. I found 2 more gray hairs, which I'm one of those people that don't really mind having gray hair, so I'm good. And times just keep slipping away from me. So I asked God to give he and I some alone time, and he granted my wishes. Was it risky? Yes. Rewarding? Absolutely. So I've been praying a lot, you guys. Reading my Bible, learning more about me as a human being. Out of the many lessons I've learned in the past 3 months, the one that stands out the most. You know what? First, let me tell you a little story. So I was sitting at home one day, frustrated by false expectations, lack of proper planning, and the consequences that followed. I began to complain about why this and why that. I then took my eyes off of God and started focusing on the people I could see around me. I started to look at different individuals to help me or save me, if I'm really being honest. And then I heard God's voice as clear as daylight. He said, "You don't get it, Alice. You keep looking to these people for help, but I am all you need. All you need." I stopped walking down the stairs because I heard it while I was coming down the stairs. So I stopped walking. I sat down for a little bit and I was completely floored. God was telling me that he was the one who can and will supply my every need, not one or two. Every single one of them. My faith was being put to the test. When I got through my temper tantrum, like a toddler, I stopped obsessing over controlling my life, my own life. I said, "Okay, God, I'm tired of wrecking my brains trying to figure out the next step in your plan. I'm tired of putting out applications with no phone calls coming in, applying for jobs I was overqualified and underqualified for, tired of staring at my bank account, tired of trying to pretend I got it all together. I just stopped and was like, God, you know me. You know my every desire. I don't need to keep coming to you, God, with the same prayer request every day. You're not deaf, respectfully. Because you heard me the first time. You knew that I was going to what I was going to request before I even opened my own mouth. So I said, God, I surrender. This is when the miracle started to happen. It was the moment I decided to let go. Excuse me. God used someone to bless me that I never thought he would use. This is why it's important to be kind to other people. Respect them. Be authentic and true to who you are. Don't burn bridges. People think that they don't need nobody and are fooling themselves. People who think they don't need nobody are just fooling themselves. Everybody truly needs somebody. Because you never know who God is going to use for your breakthrough. So to make a long story short, you guys, this person interceded on my behalf. They spoke, highly of me, and they helped open the door to an amazing opportunity that I did not even see coming. You also have to remember, just because someone opens a door for you, it doesn't mean they can keep it open for you. Your character will only keep you in the room when your thoughts and prayers align with your anointing. I'll say that again. Your character will only keep you in the room when your thoughts and prayers align with your anointing. There are some adversities that is required and is necessary to shape you into the person you ask God to be. Dry seasons are all part of the plan. I know sometimes I may repeat myself, and some of these stuff you may have already heard me say, but there are times when it takes a different way of speaking and thinking for someone to get it. So I hope you're getting what I'm saying today. God is not through with you yet. If he was, you would not be someone listening to the sound of my voice right now. I'm not a preacher by any means. I'm not a preacher by any stretch of the imagination. However, I know God has a plan for you and me, but it requires sacrifice. What are you still holding on to that God is saying let go? Is it your pride, your ego? Are you too full of yourself? Do you need to throw up some of your fullness to make room for God? Is God really your everything, like you say? Every week, I say, God, please give me a message to give to your people. Let them see you and not me. Why? Because if you see me, all you're going to see is pain, hurt, and scars. But when you see the God that is living inside of me, you see hope, freedom, joy, and peace that surpasses all understanding. That is why when someone fixes their mouth to speak ill of me, I'm going somewhere now. That is why when someone fixes their mouth to speak ill of me, or to gossip about me, or to make me out to be the bad guy, I don't respond and I don't retaliate because I believe Jesus walks with me. There is protection on every side. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm without sin or I'm flawless. It means when you get through doing what you're doing with my name, please remember that I am a child of the Most High God. And he did not bring me this far in life to leave me. You know what? This reminds me of a Bible verse that I once read. I looked it up this morning. It is in Numbers 12, verses 1 to 12. It says this: Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. I don't know if I pronounced that right. For he had married a Cushite, right? Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked? Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth at the time. I wouldn't say at the time, I added that one. At once, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. It's kind of like a parent calling in his children, right? All three of you. So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud, he stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, "Listen to my words." Oh, when God says that, listen here. You about to be in trouble. Lord said, "When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him, I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" Ah, man, that's deep right there. He said, when I speak to him, I speak to him face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He means he speaks clearly to Moses. He's not talking about, you know, the cat in the hat. The Bible says that Moses sees the form of the Lord. And then God says, why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them and he left them. Y'all heard that? God got mad for Moses. Moses wasn't mad at them. God got mad for them speaking about Moses. And it wasn't some stranger speaking about Moses. It was Moses' brother and sister speaking about him. His own family members. Okay? So verse 10 says, when the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous as it became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And he said to Moses, "Please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother's womb when its flesh half eaten away." So Moses cried out to the Lord, "Please, God, heal her." Escutande? Après yo fin parler Moïse maloui, Moïse a mandé bon Dieu, puis bien pitié sur yo. I said, that was in Creole, but I said, after they talked about Moses, God is, after talking about Moses sitting here asking God to have mercy on them. Like, I don't think y'all got that. Wow. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what I just read? God said, for other folks, I appear in dreams and visions. But for Moses, I speak to him face to face. Face to face. I don't know about you, but that got me excited right there. Now, we all know I'm not Moses, and Moses is not me. But what I do get from reading that is God was telling them to be careful how you handle one of my own. Be careful how you handle me. Lord have mercy. I felt something right there. People need to be careful how they handle children of God. When God has an anointing over somebody's life, whether you believe they deserved that anointing or not, whether you believe they are capable of handling that anointing, that is not up to you. Okay? When God gives somebody a gift, it's not up to you to break them down, tear them up, try to figure out why they doing what they doing, how they doing it. Let God deal with that. What I got from that is, be careful how you talk about God's people, okay? And we are all children of God. So we all need to be careful how we handle each other. I always say this, if I have enemies, I don't even know it. I don't, because I aim to live a peaceful life, people. Haters gonna hate, they say. But like I said, if I have some, I don't know about it. I really don't. I don't think about them. I don't go to sleep worrying about them. I just like live my life in a way where I know that I want God to be pleased with me. Now, does that mean that I haven't done some foolish things? Absolutely not. I've done some really stupid, dumb, crazy things that people would never think, like, oh my God, Alice, what? You know what I'm saying? I'm that girl. I've done that. It doesn't mean that I'm without sin, but it does mean that I know that God loves me, man. God loves me. God loves me. God walks with me. God talks with me. I talk about God all the time because of the miracles I see God doing in my life that they could not be done by nobody else but Him. Nobody. And if God uses somebody to bless me, that's because God has gone to that person's spirit, spoken a word over them for them to even think about helping me. You understand? So I don't take that very lightly. I do not take that very lightly. All right, let me get off of that. But God is not just going to sit around and watch others make a mockery of you. He will not. He may let you go through something so you can get off your ego trip. He may let you go through something so you can know that He is God. He may let you go through some things so that He can test your faith, test your patience, test your allegiance to Him. But He will never forsake us. Never. He said it in His word. And there are times that I have to remind God, God, this is what you said. You wrote it right here, plain as day. You said you were never going to leave me. You're never going to forsake me. And I need you right now. Where you at, God? Where you at? And I talk to God sometimes like that. Sometimes me and God, we argue. Sometimes we laugh. Sometimes we, you know, we get serious. And sometimes we just, I just stand in amazement at how much God really cares for me. But that's what's been going on with me. You know, I've just been in a time of reflection, a time of thinking, a time of being grateful and just watching God's hand move in my life and just watching what I write manifest into God's glory, watching my prayers come to fruition. It took years, took days, took sweat, blood, and tears, but just to know that God remains faithful even when I am not faithful. It's a testament of how much God loves you and me, you know? So I thank you all who continually ask me, girl, when are you dropping the next podcast? What's going on? What's going on? I appreciate that so much. Thank you for your honest feedback and for sharing these moments with others. Some of you have even told me that you have shared my podcast with other people and that, you know, I just appreciate it so much. It means the world to me. I don't take it for granted. For those of you who have been my fans from day one, you know I don't take you guys lightly. I appreciate you guys so very much, and greater is to come. Thank you so much for your prayers, for your blessings, for your feedback. And I'll talk to you soon on my next podcast. Take care. God bless.